Well, I'm joined by Sophie Goldschmidt. And Sophie, 5 months into your job, obviously, here at the RFU, and good news with a new development and a big new sponsor on board.
Yeah, we're thrilled to be announcing today that we've signed GlaxoSmithKline as a new partner with the RFU. This is focused on two of their brands, with Lucozade and MaxiMuscle Nutrition. So they will be the official hydration and nutrition partner of the RFU moving forward from today. And it's fantastic news for us to be partnering with a world-class brand, a leader in this area, that's going to help us in various areas, obviously providing products and expertise around the elite game. But also will be very involved in research and development going forward, working with our internal departments to make sure we're at the forefront of this area and really leading from an innovation and research perspective.
I suppose from all sponsors' point of views and from the RFU's point of view, something that's wide-reaching, not just for elite rugby and professional rugby, but through to the sort of the lower ranks and the more kind of club ranks of the game as well.
Yeah, I mean, especially with the Lucozade product, that will filter down throughout the game. MaxiMuscle will be more focused on the adult participation. We have very specific guidelines around supplements and how those are used, but with the credibility that GSK has, their anti-doping procedures, the fact that they're actually running the drug testing lab for the 2012 Olympics, they have impeccable reputation, which was another reason that we were so comfortable and confident about partnering with them moving forward.
And obviously there was the QBE deal announced a few months ago on the back of the Autumn Internationals after Investec moved on as a sponsor as well. So just generally, if you could talk to me about the health of, shall we say, the coffers of the RFU from this point of view. It's obviously challenging after some of the negative publicity from the last World Cup.
Yeah, I think we're in a very good position. I mean, as you mentioned, we obviously had some challenging times in the autumn, but I think we've learned a lot from those experiences. We've changed the way we're doing certain things to make sure that we're improving. But from a commercial standpoint, I think we're in a very healthy position. You mentioned the QBE deal, which was announced last year, and they will be the title sponsor of the Autumn Internationals from autumn of 2012. We also renewed with LV, who are continuing as sponsors of the Anglo-Welsh Cup. We also signed a new partnership with SSE that kind of got lost with all the other news we have going on, but they're a very important partner for us around the grassroots area of the game, and I think this partnership with GlaxoSmithKline is just another step forward, showing that there really is interest in the RFU out there, and I think leading up to 2015, we're only going to see more happening in this area.
And just talk to me, if you can, Sophie, just about the general sort of concept that maybe that there were reports that after the World Cup and the negativity that we won't dwell on, that you know, perhaps that the RFU's kind of financial infusion could suffer as a result. But from what you've said there, not just